The stream is on version 3 now. This is the third generation stream that HumanWare, and they're getting there with it. I think they did release it before it was really ready for prime time, and they're up to version 1.2. And I mostly use it for book reading, but they have added some things that other people might find useful. So they have the NLS bookshelf that you can download books to, either online or offline. Those are different things. One is where you would download the book directly from the NLS site, and the other one is where you might use something like Bard Express to grab the books you want and then just copy them over to the your card on the stream, which is nice. And the one thing I do like about this new generation stream, the third generation, is it uses USB-C, which is not only faster, but much more solid in terms of plugging and unplugging the cable from. I haven't had trouble with my stream too, but a lot of people have. So I think this is definitely an improvement. The speaker is also a little better in this. I can read just on the stream's native speaker, which I couldn't do on the other streams. I mean, I could do it, but I didn't like it. There's a podcast bookshelf. There's, I said, the NLS bookshelf. There's a Bookshare shelf. Internet radio, that's the OOTunes thing. And they now have TuneIn Radio, which is the latest addition. References, which is like encyclopedia. I think there's a dictionary there. I haven't played with that much at all, really. The streams still has bugs, but they are making good progress, I think. They did a very thorough webinar on how to use this new TuneIn radio. That was good. When the Vibug meeting goes up, there will be that webinar. It's about an hour and a half, something like that. But it's has a lot of information in it. I have not had any trouble using Bard books. I think some of the other things like Bookshare and some of those things may have a few more bugs in them. I've had occasionally the podcast player crash, but I haven't had that happen for a while. So I think they may have fixed it. And one of the things they did do early on was add chapters so that you can go through a podcast by chapters if the podcast supports them. And that's very useful, especially if you are listening to, say, Jonathan Mosen's podcast, that he does mark up the chapters well. So you can skip things that you might not be interested in or go back to hear something again if you want to do that. The stream is not cheap. It's, I think, a little over $500 now, or around $500. Does anybody know if the Perkins Library is still giving out Stream 2s at least, or do you know if they're giving out Stream 3s now at all? Does anybody know?
They were giving out Stream 2s. I don't know if they still are or not. I'm
Okay,
not sure
well,
about that.
but that's, if you wanted to find out about that, you could ask them if you're interested in getting your hands on one, if they have them. They are working. And they claim that they're making very good progress on getting Audible support. I would like that because right now I have to use my Stream 2 for that, and that's okay. But I'd like to put everything on the, one device. They claim now that they have gotten Audible to cooperate and that they are internally. So it shouldn't be too long before they can release it to the rest of us if all goes well. I like the form factor of the stream because even though you can't remove the battery, it's very compact and it feels pretty solid. And the buttons are okay. They're like a rubberized button. So some people might like that, some people might not. I didn't find it to be all that different any other way. And the key layout is pretty, it is the same actually as the stream too. So that's a good thing. And it will also take a large card. I think I've got a 60 megabyte card. You can put, I guess, rather large cards into it. That's a good thing if that's something that you want to be able to do. if you make it too big, processing the stream has to do to get you to the book you want, the slower it will become. And after a while, it's sort of a, you're not getting the your bang for the buck, even though you've got a big card in there. So if you really want to, you can always have a couple of cards with different type materials on them and switch them out as you like. The cards, they are pretty good. And yes, they did raise the internal limit of memory that they have in the stream. So it'll handle a lot of books on internal memory, and you can copy them with the 3-3, I think, key press from internal memory to your regular SD card. So that works pretty well. And it does, I have done that, and it will do it without any problem. I do think that they are now going to be coming out with updates a little more frequently because people have complained the bugs that were in their initial release. And so I do think they're going to make progress on that. I haven't been bothered by anything crazy. I've had the podcast player crash on me a couple of times, but I guess I'm not as hard on it as a lot of other people. Being able to use a USB-C cable is a wonderful thing because plugging in a USB-C cable to the stream just works well. You can't plug it in the wrong way. It's really a good thing. Okay, as I said, I think if you liked your stream one or two, you would like the stream three, but it is a bit of a chunk of change. So if your stream two is working all right for you for the time being, you might want to stick with it and see how it progresses.
The speed for opening up everything when you turn it on, is that significantly increased? And my other question is,
The answer to that question is no, it has not. In fact, it
okay.
takes a little longer, but it's because they have more stuff, that they're sorting through now,
Okay.
as it boots up, and they are aware of that, even though
And
it's a faster processor.
are you seeing a greater accuracy in putting in the searches to download Bard books and Bookshare books?
I am not seeing that, but I don't do a lot of it. I
Yeah.
usually, as I said, I usually get my books from Bard Express, and that search is not my favorite, that's for sure. But I do like the fact that it will copy to the card quickly, and when the it just plays, it works fine. So I do like that. The one thing they did make what they consider to be an improvement, there's like a rubber piece now in front of the SD card, and I think it's supposed to protect it a little more and stuff. I don't like it. It does work, but sometimes you have trouble, more trouble getting the card out than you used to. It was just a thing that they probably could have done without. And I suppose you could cut it off if you wanted to. And I've thought about doing that, but I'm not going to do it.
More memory storage in the internal hard drive.
It's about, well, mine is showing about 11 gigs. So that's more because I think I forgot what my Stream 1 had for memory.
A lot less than that.
Yeah, I think it was 4 gigs or
Yeah,
something like
that
that.
sounds right.
So it is a definite improvement.
What are they saying now is the largest size SD card you can use in that string?
I think it's like a terabyte or something. It's big. If you get a real big card, you have to use a particular format. And this webinar that Tim will be putting up explains that very well and even tells you how to format a card in the stream, if you have a real large card like that.
Does it have Bluetooth capability now or not?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry, I did not mention that. It
Oh,
does.
okay.
And so I use it with, say, the Trex, or what do they call them? Open Run or Open Move, or they have all different names now for them. But the bone
Open Run.
conduction,
The Stocks brand. Stocks.
exactly. And
Stocks.
I they work great.
Is there
They
still a headphone jack?
yes, there is. There's a headphone jack, and there is a 3.5 millimeter input jack if you want to send something from another device to it.
Oh, for recording.
Yeah. Like I said, I like the internal speaker in this better than either of the first two streams. I think they've done a good job with that.
First of all, I was very disappointed they don't include a case with it now, because I like to put it on my belt and walk around with it. And the other thing is, reading newspapers is very buggy. It stops all the time. You can restart it, but it's a pain in the neck.
I think they'll probably fix that, but they've gotten the like reading NLS books down pretty well, and it seems to do that fine. And you can speed them up and slow them down and so on. But it wouldn't surprise me as if the NFB Newsline is not as... I have read a few books or papers that way, but I'll be honest, I mostly use my iPhone for that.
Because it works fine in the stream too. I assume they'll fix that.
I think so. It could even be the synthesizer that they're using that is not quite as responsive or that they've got to do a little work with. I think they will straighten some of these things out, but I do think they released it far too soon, but they wanted to get, you know, there was some competition with the HIMSS player, and I think they wanted to get theirs out there, and they may have found that wasn't the best way to do things, but that's what they did, and that's that.
Thank you so much, Ted. Much appreciated. Okay.